Once again, Wayne Shepherd.
And we'll take another call here in just a moment. But Chris, tell me about the memorial services for Lindsay and Jason.
Well, the first memorial service was back in September 2004, and that's exactly what it was. It was a memorial service for both Jason and Lindsay. There was 500-600 people in attendance, and it was an opportunity for us to glorify Christ again. And we did that, and we saw people come forward at the end of that service and make commitments to Christ. And then more recently, Wayne, our families, both Cutchalls and Allens, traveled to California at the Rock and Water Camp as they were just now starting the camping season. And we were involved in conducting a memorial service there to camp. They have built a memorial to in memory of Jason and Lindsay and to honor their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with a bronze plaque that has their pictures on it and some powerful words about their lives and about their death, but especially about how God is using their lives and deaths to glorify God.
Mm. Let's take this phone call from Naples, Florida, WSOR listener. Lisa has called tonight. Lisa, thanks for dialing. You're on with Pastor Chris.
Pastor Chris, hi. I just wanted to say thank you for being such an encouragement. I've listened to your story about how you talk about your daughter and her fiancé, and it's just so encouraging because I think about when my husband passed away, suddenly it just all didn't make sense, and he was very young at the age of 41, and you know, at first it was like, you know, why God? And then I come to realize that, you know, why not? You know, why not me as opposed to anyone else? And it's just, it is such a blessing to see that even in his passing, that it has been such an encouragement to so many people and such a blessing to just tell of how he loved the Lord and just in relation to how you talk about Jason and your daughter is just incredible and it's just so encouraging.
Well, Lisa, thank you, and thank you for taking the opportunities that God has given you to glorify his name. You know, we find out real quickly, don't we, that this isn't heaven and that life is hard on the side of heaven. And so let's take every opportunity we have to glorify the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm very pleased to hear you say that. Way to go. Good job.
Absolutely, and thank you so much. I am so encouraged by that because there are times when I reflect back and just to hear you talk about the beauty of their life and how it reflected Christ in every way, which is, you know, how my husband's life was. He was a minister, and it just in every way he lived to just glorify God and just to win souls for him. And I hear that being portrayed in your story about your daughter and her fiancé, and it's just incredible, and it's just such a blessing. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I'm sure you are like me, that you're encouraged that as beautiful as they were here on earth, how much more beautiful they are now in the presence of their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
Lisa, God bless you. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you. Good night. Chris, regardless of the topic here in Open Line, I'm always conscious of the fact that there are people tuned in that maybe surprise themselves by listening. And if someone is in that boat tonight and they're kind of wondering, what is it that gives these people the assurance that Chris talks about and gives them such a sense of peace and comfort in the midst of such a trial, take a moment and explain what it is.
Well, just a real confidence in God, and we just have a deep faith in him. And Wayne, we look at life from an eternal perspective. We live in a fallen world, and this, as I said just a moment ago, this is not heaven. And we are pilgrims passing through to a better place. And so what we have done, our families have done, is just placed our faith fully in God and in his word. And so we believe him, we trust him, we depend fully on him, and we believe that in the end that God will set the record straight, even if our killer is not found. We're okay with that. We hope so. We hope so because we desire justice, and especially we want to get a killer off the streets and off the beaches. But we know that God is the judge, and there'll be a day when God sets the record straight, And we know that our children are with him, and that they are in a glorified and sanctified state, and we're just very glad about that. There's a verse in Jude, actually two verses, the book closes, and I came across this doxology not too long ago, and it's just an incredible blessing to me. It says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory, blameless with great joy." And not only did God's grace keep Jason and Lindsay from stumbling, but it has made them stand in the presence of his glory, blameless with great joy. And then it breaks out into praise to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, authority, before all time, now and forever. Amen. And so we're just looking at life from an eternal perspective and trusting God fully and believing his word, believing his promises. And we are holding on to verses like that with all we've got.
Any of us could cross over into eternity at any moment. Certainly, Jason and Lindsay, it happened so quickly and instantaneously for them. It could happen to any of us. And to have the assurance that we have placed our faith in Christ, regardless of anything else that happens in life, that is life's most important decision.
Amen. I couldn't imagine to go through this. I know the Lord would get us through it, but I'll tell you, there's a lot of pain in this. We're experiencing just a great deal of devastation, really, through all this, and emotional pain. But knowing that our kids love the Lord and they made a commitment to Christ and they were serving Christ, it gives us such peace and such confidence in him, and at least we don't have that pain to go through, and we're very thankful. And so I'd encourage your listeners tonight that if their hearts aren't right with Christ, maybe they've never received Christ as their Savior, and they recognize tonight that their life is full of sin and they need someone to save them from the penalty and power of that sin. And I would just encourage them to turn to Christ. But I would also think that there's a lot of believers, Christians out there that have their lives aren't right with the Lord either. And what a tragedy it would be if they were taken quickly, unexpectedly, and came face to face with the Lord. We were very surprised by this. Our kids were surprised by this, and we've often thought about what would happen if they weren't right with the Lord, if they weren't living for the Lord, if their hearts weren't right. And we often ask young people, what would you be doing on that beach that night? How would God find you? And I think that's an important question for all of us to ask.
Indeed.
In light of eternity.
Clint's question, I think, fits right in here at this moment, so I'm going to bring him on the line immediately. Clint is in Kentucky tonight, listening to WMBW, though, out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Clint, you're on with Pastor Chris. Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to say I love your show, for one. It's the first time listening to it, and I wanted to give Chris just some encouragement. He's a wonderful brother in Christ, and his, him getting through that, I just would pray to God that I'd have that much faith to be able to get through that. This has been a very emotional listening to that on my way home tonight. I'm a father of three, and I just couldn't imagine that.
Thank you, Clint. I appreciate that encouragement. And, I think all of us need to really think about what you're thinking about. Could I go through this? And am I ready for this? And if we're not, then I encourage folks to get ready, because life is hard on planet Earth, and we need to be ready for whatever comes our way. So thank you for that call. I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you, Clint. Let's conclude in prayer tonight. Chris, could I ask you to pray? No doubt there's someone listening who's suffering a very fresh pain right now from the loss of a loved one. Maybe the circumstances were different from yours, but you know some of their grief tonight. Would you just pray for that person?
I'd be glad to do that, Wayne. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight thanking you, first of all, for being our Heavenly Father. Thank you for being a God who is so good and so gracious, Lord. And I understand tonight that none of us are worthy of heaven. None of us deserve it. And so, Father, I'm so very grateful that you have shown grace toward our families, the Allens and the Cutchalls, and that you saved us and sanctified us and allowed us to raise our kids in a Christian environment so that they grow up in Christ and be ready for that day when they come. Father, right now, I intercede for those folks that are really hurting this evening because of a deep emotional pain has come to their life and tragedy has come. And Father, I pray that they won't run from you, but they'll turn to you. And Father, I pray that you'll teach them to rest upon the assurance that you are too good to be unkind and too wise to make mistakes. And so, Father, may they choose you. May they choose even to go against their feelings. May they choose to trust you and to depend upon you in their hour of need. May you be the answer for their hurt and for their pain. And we'll give you all the glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Chris Cutchill. Chris, our best to Kathy. Thank you for taking an hour of your time tonight to go through this, what has to be a painful experience, one more time, but you do it for God's glory, so I appreciate that very much.
Wayne, real joy to be with you tonight. Thank you.
And for those of you who didn't hear the entire hour, if you'd like to listen again, certainly by tomorrow morning, this program will be posted at openlineradio.org in the online audio archive. I'm Wayne Shepherd. Thanks for listening tonight to Open Line.